This is VOA News via remote, and I'm Laurel Bowman. For the latest political talk in Washington, D.C. now, Democratic-led efforts to impeach U.S. President Donald Trump for an historic second time gained momentum this weekend, although it looked far from certain whether enough Republicans would back the move. He has just days left in office. Democratic members of the U.S. House of Representatives will introduce articles of impeachment on Monday, they say. The move comes after Trump rallied supporters on Wednesday, who then rushed the U.S. Capitol building. But other key Trump allies, including Senator Lindsey Graham, have urged Democrats to shelve any impeachment effort. Trump initially praised his supporters at the Capitol, but later condemned their violence in a video. Since losing the November 3rd election, Trump has claimed he was the victim of widespread fraud. Five people, including a Capitol police officer, died as a result of Wednesday's rioting, and dozens of people have been charged following the storming of the Capitol. Authorities are investigating the security lapse, with some lawmakers questioning whether rioters had help from inside the building after images of some police officers opening barricades and posing for selfies with the rioters. In addition to impeachment talk, U.S. House Speaker Nancy Pelosi has also asked members to draft legislation aimed at invoking the Constitution's 25th Amendment, which allows for stripping the powers from a president unable to fulfill the duties of office. Democratic President-elect Joe Biden has not taken a position on Trump's impeachment, saying he will leave it to Congress to decide. Biden is due to be sworn into office on January 20th. Mitch McConnell, the Republican Senate Majority Leader, has suggested any trial would likely occur after Trump's term ends. For more on these stories from the United States, please visit our website at VOA News.